Michael?
Hey, I'm home.
Say what now?
I'm home now.
Oh, okay. All right, perfect. All right, perfect. All right, and you said it's a Discover card, right, brother?
Yes.
All right, whenever you're ready, go ahead. Oh, hold on, give me a second. I have... make sure I have everything ready to go on my end. Okay. Spell your first name for me, Mark. Is it just can you spell it for me if you don't mind?
It's M-I-C-A-H.
That's it, just Micah, just like that?
Yep.
Okay. Sorry, I just wanted to make sure because I knew I had something incorrect there. Okay, Micah Kawa, gotcha. It's funny, when I hang up with you, I told one of my coworkers, I said, hey, man, it seems like I might be going to Arkansas shooting, man. He said, shooting? What are you going to go shoot? I said, some deer, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, you come to Arkansas, you wouldn't want to leave.
You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, Micah. I'm looking to move out of California, man. I've never in a million years considered, you know, any of the further states. I've been considering Texas and Arizona, you know, but it'd be some weird stuff if I end up somewhere down that side of town and says, well, how did you end up here? Well, you know what? I talked to a client one day and he suggested.
Texas is good. Texas, there's nothing wrong with Texas. I don't know much about Arizona, but all the southern states, man, I mean, it's not what you would think that everybody, you know, thinks it is. It's not like it used to be in the 60s. It's not, I don't care what anybody says, it's not racist. It's just everybody gets along. You know, you're going to go to big towns and big cities in the South that there's a lot of stuck up people, but man, in these small towns and stuff.
Now that you mentioned them, and I'm just going to be straight with you because it seems like we hit it off, man, but you know what? One of the things, and again, I'm gonna keep this to a minimal just because the call is being recorded, Micah. But you know, one of the things, and as you know, I come from a Hispanic background. I mean, yeah. born and raised here. I got my oldest brother, who's a sheriff's deputy out in Los Angeles County. I mean, you know, all my family. You know, for the most part, we all fly straight, right? But one of the things that you do hear from, like, Arkansas and stuff of this nature is that, you know, that that different views and different, ethnic backgrounds still exist. I mean, what can you tell me about that? I mean, is that a bunch of crap?
Man, listen, I come from a family that they had their own cotton farm back in the 30s, back during the Great Depression. Like, I was raised, you know, I was raised with Southern views and Southern, you know, in a Southern background. But this day and time, man, like I was telling you, all my subcontractors are Hispanic. And one of my main subs' name is Romo. And I like him. He's one of my best friends. I go over to eat and, I don't see none of the racist stuff that everybody talks about and stuff because
you know what, Michael,
everybody just works hard, man.
And that's what it's about, right? But you know, one of the things that you do here in Cali, here in California is, oh, you know, such and such still exists out in Mississippi, Arkansas, all these other states.
No. Uh-uh.
And I'm thinking, like, come on, it's 2024, man. I mean,
no, it's now there's a town in Arkansas, up north Arkansas, called Harrison.
Okay.
It's still got a lot of the old views and stuff like that, but man, everybody just kind of gets along. We're in the Bible Belt. So, I mean, we go by the good book, man, and we just try to treat everybody with respect, like we would our neighbor. So.
That's awesome. That's good to hear, man. That's good to hear. Like I tell you.
It's a lot different. I'm telling you, I don't know how California is. And I don't know your religious background, but.
Well, and I'll share that with you, Mike. I'm a Christian, man. I'm a God-fearing man, brother. And that's why when I vote for my political party, I don't want to get much into that, but I always prefer them to still have one nation under God, man. And
I do too. And in all reality, man, we're living to please one man. And
yep.
I think, yep. The deeds you do in your life and the way you treat people is a big part of it. You can be Christian all you want, but if you're bad to people, I mean, if you're a Christian, you may be shoveling the elephant shit in heaven. I don't know, but I just feel like everybody should treat everybody with respect like they would their own family. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
that's how I live. Yeah. And that's how a bunch of people I know, I got a little black woman that goes to my church. That, been going there for years. She's the only black woman, but she said that the black church, their service is too long. So, and everybody welcomes her with open arms.
There you go. I go to a church out here. I don't know if it's, I know they're nationwide, but I don't know if they're in Arkansas. It's called Calvary Chapel.
Calvary
sure.
Chapel.
Yeah.
Now, we have some Calvary churches here. Is that Baptist?
No. It's a non-denominational. It's a
non-denominational. Now, we have some non-denominational here. Like, we got, like, Grace and some other non-denominationals. I was raised Southern Baptist and stuff, and there are some views that I don't, with the Southern Baptist faith that me and my grandpa, the once saved, always saved and stuff, and there's some stuff that I don't really agree with, like the once saved, always saved. I feel like you can lose.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna tell you the truth, Mike. I come from a my background when I started ministry and I started, I came from a Pentecostal side of things, right? I mean, I tell you something. For me, and this is just my opinion, I don't think that. This whole thing about, if you're saved, you're going to be always saved, because that's all they're saying is, hey, man, you can believe in Christ and be involved in all the things in the world, no matter what. When you die, you're going to heaven. And it's like, that's not what the word says, right? That's not what Jesus taught us. I mean, I'm a firm believer that we can lose salvation if we backslide, right? If we disregard living in the ways of God and just wanting to live in the flesh, I think it's quite harsh. I mean, the Bible says that it's better never to know of Him than to know of Him and do things against the Lord, right?
Exactly. That's how I feel about it. I still go to a Baptist church, but I keep that in my head that, I mean, there's some, I'm an overthinker and I view things a little different, but. That's the way I believe. I believe you can backslide. I believe you can lose yourself. I don't feel like you can just, accept Jesus in your heart one day and then just go on living your sin-filled life without any repercussions. Especially if you're really, really, really bad person.
I agree with you 100%. I mean, sure, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, Micah, and say that I don't, still once in a while go to the damn casino and gamble, play some.
Hey, me too. But hey, that's what's the beauty of it, man. He died for our sins. And we're all sinners. None of us are perfect. But when I say, there's people out there that would, abduct children and molest children. And, I feel like, I don't know. I just feel like that's probably very, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with that one day. I have my views on it, but that's, I feel like that's a very bad thing.
I'll tell you this, Micah, and I, when I was younger, you know, my late 30s or my early 30s, I should say, I was with a different ministry called Victory Outreach. I'm not sure if you ever heard of them before either.
Maybe.
Very big ministry. These are actually worldwide ministry. They have ministry, you know, different.
Yeah.
All over the world. And I was actually an assistant home director for that ministry. You know, we would take to the streets and get the druggies and the prostitutes off the street and put them in a home and so forth. But you know what? I loved when I was a part of that ministry. I mean, because of my work and the things that life had put towards me, I mean, I can't say that I'm as involved in ministry as I wish I was, right? And sometimes I get that guilt too, and I ask God, you know what, forgive me. I know I'm not worthy of, you know, of the things that you give me and the things that you provide.
None of us are, man. None of us are worthy. But in His eyes, you know, he's seen a sinner. He knows.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because that's sometimes part of my prayers. I say, you know what? I know that, you know, I fall so short, man, of His glory, you know. And I said, for You to still continue to provide for me and continue to give me, you know, the things that I have and the wealth that I have and all, you know, and everything, my kids and everything. And it's just, it amazes me sometimes when people say that there is no God, and it's just like, come on, man.
The people that say that, they don't realize, I mean, I guess these people never saw a sunset or watched a baby be born or watched
a
life unfold. I mean, the different things that, you know, people take for granted, that if you just sit down and look at it and think about it, like, it's the anatomy, the human anatomy is the craziest thing. And like a fingerprint, people don't realize they just everything's taken for granted. And you know, I try to witness as much as I can to people that are non-believers. And if they don't want to hear, that's their, you know, I won't push it on them too far. But I mean, nothing is a coincidence.
You know, when I was with my old lady, Micah, I was with her for 16 years and we separated. They were from Ireland. And her grandparents, her name was June and Fred Frederick. Excellent guys, right? I mean, she was a PA assistant and Fred was a professor, and they both passed on now, but they were people that just they believed in their own way, right? They never wanted, the Bible was always something that was not something that was discussed openly and stuff. But when I was there with them, I always tried to, you know, to minister a little bit to them. And they sort of always, like, tried to shut me down. And, you know, they really didn't want to talk about it. And they passed on, man. And sometimes I'm just like, man, you know, it sucks to a certain extent, because, you know,
it does, because, you know, if they didn't accept Him into His heart, you know, and
you,
wasn't,
you know what happens, right? I mean,
they're not in heaven. I mean, and I got an old man friend that's like that. He's like, I just don't believe in God, and he's one of the best people you'll ever meet in your life. And I told him, there's one way to get in heaven, buddy, and it's written right there in the good book.
Yeah, and you know what? It's crazy, because there's a lot of people, I had back when I lived in a different area, I had my neighbors who were Muslim, and they believe that, you know, whatever you do here on earth, if you do too many good things that outweigh the bad, that's going to guarantee heaven. And unfortunately, man, my belief is I don't care how good of a person you are in this world, if you don't accept Christ, I don't think you're going to gain salvation, because you were such a great person in the world, you know? But,
and see, like, yeah. I talked to a man the other day that they go by the Quran and the Quran.
Mm-hmm. The Quran, correct.
And, you know, they don't believe, you know, Jesus was the Son of God. And they believe he was a prophet, but they don't believe he was the Son of God.
Yeah, and I had that conversation a few times. Uh-huh.
And I listened to his, his religion, and I kind of spoke on mine. You know, he was fluent in what we believe, and, you're not going to change. You're not going to, if somebody is very big into something like that, it's hard to change their mind, and that's fine. And, but the Bible is the oldest book ever.
Right.
And all the stuff, all the evidence that has been brought up that you won't find on the news, like you won't find that Noah's Ark was actually found in Turkey. You won't, they won't tell you all this stuff, but.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's, I don't know, man. It's hard not to believe. I wish people would, I hope more people get on board with it. I want to see everybody I can up there.
I hope you don't mind if I save your number, man, and, we can,
Man, you save my number. Call me off your personal number. I don't mind, man. Anytime.
I've had an excellent time talking to you, man. I tell you, I never, and unfortunately, I get talked to because, you can't really get into these type of subjects nowadays, which is a bunch of crap with people on the phone because, you can't even mention the Word of God and company meetings and all this because you don't know who you might offend. And I just like, God, you think about it, even the Pledge of Allegiance is being taken out of so many schools nowadays.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, man. Like small town here and like all the gay stuff being pushed on kids and stuff, we're not seeing that here. So I'm just thank God for that.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you something, man. That's something you will see. A big portion of it here in California, brother.
I've only heard,
Yeah. You got streets covered in rainbows. You got restroom signs now that are allowing different genders to. And it's just like what the.
See, I can't fathom that. I only see it. On, the media and stuff like that and stuff,
yeah.
I'll
tell you this much. You come to California, you're definitely, it's just one of those states where you're just going to visit and probably have a great time because there's a lot of entertainment, but you definitely make your way back to Sheridan, that's for sure.
I don't know if I would ever visit, man. It's just, I have no interest in it and, I like my little hole down here.
that hole. Freedom of what is extreme here, right? Nowadays you even when you go to a job site now, you might look like you look at the person and you're like, okay, this is 100% a male, but yet even job sites are now asking, well, how would you like to identify as? And it's like, what the crap is going on with that, man? It's like, well, what if I say a goddamn giraffe? Are you gonna
I'm gonna ask what's gonna get me the job. So
right.
What do I need to identify as that's gonna get me the job? Was that what I need to tell you? Because I honestly can't wrap my head around all that stuff that's going on and why all of a sudden this is being kicked in our face. But I don't know. No, I do not agree with it. But I'm also the kind that I don't judge. And I just kind of keep my nose out of the business. But
when you're out here, brother, and I got kids that go to school and stuff of that nature. And, when you hear about it, oh, well, such said this or such said that. You have your kid ask you, Dad, well, what is this? Or what? And you're like, wait a minute, where did you hear this from? Oh, we're talking about it in school. It's like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah, see, I couldn't handle that.
And I mean, you could, you know, kids nowadays, I mean, I had my, and I'll share this with you, my 11-year-old who comes home one day and tells me, Dad, I think, she says to me, I think I might be gay, Dad. And I said, what? She says, yeah, we were talking about it in school, and they, you know, they said that you shouldn't be afraid of, you know, hiding your feelings. And she says, I really like my friends. She's like, because she has, you know, a couple of girlfriends in school, which are her playmates. But the interpretation of her liking someone and her being into someone, that's a complete effing level of a mindset that you put into an adult, not into a child, right? Oh, because you like this person as your playmate, now it means that you might like them in a different level. And I was not very happy with that at all, man, right? Where
I mean, you're in marketing. You know how marketing affects human behavior. They're right. Marketing this stuff to children to make it seem like, I mean, it's just like marketing a vehicle. You know what I mean?
And you know what's more scary, Mike, is that the Bible talks about these days, man. You know? And
man, I'll be honest with you. I think we are on that downhill swing, and I believe we're going to see the second coming in our lifetime. That's what I believe. I believe it's not far away.
God, man. You know what? I'm going to save your number, Mike. And definitely, I hope, you know, we can, you know, have a conversation.
Man, you ought to get you and your family, get them out of there, move somewhere that's, you know, a little less liberal.
You're absolutely right. I couldn't agree with you more, man. I couldn't agree with you more.
Get them out of there, man. I hate to say it, but I mean, you won't have that stuff crammed down their throats around these small towns down here.
Yeah, see, and that's what I definitely need, brother. You know, not to have this. Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm sure you got a lot of knowledge you could bring here and start a career here. That people
yeah,
that need
definitely.
Your assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
Man, it's just I don't know. It's a little different. It's a little different world down here, but. You know, people that I've known that has moved. My ex-wife, they got a neighbor that moved from California. The whole family did. And they said they got so much money here, they don't know what to do with it. They said they spent everything they got over there.
Well, you know, the job that I do, I mean, if I wanted to, I could do it from home. And, I mean, I would still get California pay, which I'm sure it would be quite substantial in Arkansas, you know.
Tell them to work remotely, man. Hell, I'll build you a house.
Oh, man. Michael, let me finish up here, and I'm definitely going to keep your number with your permission, man.
Okay. Sounds good, bud.
All right. Go ahead with that Discover number, brother. Sorry that I jumped off topic there, man. I hope.
No, man. I like jumping off topic sometimes. It's 6011.
6011.
0120.
0120.
2387.
2387.
2392.
2392. Expiration?
1225.
December 25. And then the security code, which is the last three on the back.
279.
279. All right. Stand by. Will I verify this? I just got to read you a verification script. It's for the company purposes. I'm sure you understand. Let me just go over it right quick. Before I process the payment, I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification recording. The reason because we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement and as an added form of protection. We'll send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, just do me a favor. Ask me to clarify it, and I'll review it for you. Just want to make sure we have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification, Micah. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and, of course, as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of this order, can you please state the name of the business?
Caldwell Construction Group.
Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and your title you have with the company?
Micah Caldwell, owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of this company?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized party on the billing account?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it's also important that you are actively involved in the campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you might get calls from third party that is not us. This is why we provided that security question, which was your mother's maiden name. Make sure that you remember that in case we call you or you call us. We're going to ask you to verify that, okay?
Okay.
All right. Just give me 1 second. Let's see here. Do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails that come from our company?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just make sure I have this correct here. Okay, all right. Perfect. The calls will come from an 877-635-6225 customer service number. We ask that you save this number under your local Splash contact. I'll text you from it so you'll have it. You can save it. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? Basically, if you're doing marketing outside of what we're doing for you, just to keep us in the loop.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Your initial payment, which is July 15th, will be processed today, which is a non-refundable amount of $348. It's $249 with the $99 service charge, but every month after, your service charge is only going to be your monthly charge, $249. That'll renew August 15th. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Micah. If for whatever reason you're not happy, you do have the option to cancel the service. We simply ask that you give us a call at the 877-635-6225 number. Speak to a live agent. Just call us 3 days prior to the renewal day. So you're due every 15. You'll give us a call on the 12th. Again, I don't think it's something you want to cancel, but if you did, you have that option, Micah.
Okay.
And then lastly, do you agree and understand the renewal and the cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. With me 1 second here. That I got too much in the conversation with you. I sort of forgot what exactly I was doing over here. Let me just go back and make sure I have everything correct. Yeah, man, and I'll be looking into your account from time to time, man. So I want to make sure that, you know, I think we hit it off pretty good, man. I want to make sure that we put you on the right you know, in front of the right clients, brother, and get you get the business going for you.
I just, you know, and you know, I get these calls all the time from people.
I can imagine.
Every single day, mm-hmm. And I'm so skeptical about it.
I can imagine, man. I mean, you have to at some point, you know, say, hey, man, what's going on, right? I mean, and here's the thing is that once your information, and I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, Micah, once your information becomes, you know, public record, you get all the companies that you know, have access to them calling you. And this is why you get so many calls, right?
I did get a domain name for a website name.
Okay. Well, who'd you get that with?
GoDaddy.
GoDaddy. Okay. Perfect. All right. How is that working for you? Micah, are you giving it any follow up?
Man, I got the domain name. I actually got CaldwellConstructionGroup.com, which was, you know, what I wanted. So when I did build a website, it was going to be pretty cut and dry, black and white from my name. So.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. I mean, we can, you know, work with that one, but since, we already include a website in the price that you paid, Micah. I would suggest, especially if the one that you have is not creating traffic or not creating views for you, I would suggest just letting us do a new one for you, man. You know, but again, it's
I just got it. I just got the domain name so I could have that name. You know what I mean? Okay. I haven't got a website. I don't have nothing. It's just a name.
Just, oh, okay. So we'll build a website for you then. Okay, no worries. I see what you're
saying. Yeah, I don't have a website.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries.
Yeah, I don't have anything, man. I just subscribed to this stuff. I knew I needed to be on Google, and getting on the first page of Google when someone looks up anything is my, that's the main, the name of the game.
You know what? And I'm going to be a straight shooter with you, man. Now Google is like the Goliath of works and jobs. They're like the gatekeeper of the world when it comes to, you know, people succeeding in the internet portion of this whole thing, right? So
yeah,
it's crazy because nowadays, if you're not on Google, I mean, you're really not putting the business out there. You know, it's almost like, you know, you're being left out of the whole playing field, right? So,
oh yeah,
you know what we're going to do for you is, you know, set you alongside there with the competition so people also know, you know, who Caldwell Construction is, man. And like I said,
that's
I'm
the goal, man. I want to be really big.
I'm going to be giving follow-ups with you, you know, and checking in on you, brother. I mean, I'm going to send you also my my number and my personal extension, brother, so you can have it. I just text that over to you right now. So if you ever feel the need, hey, Mario, you know, whatever, man, you just want to, you know, chat, whatever the case is, man. I'm telling you, brother, I normally don't get too much in depth with my clients, right? But this
yeah, man, hey, anytime. I mean, you want to talk the Bible or talk politics, call me.
Awesome.
I go hand in hand, actually, these days, which is,
you know, and I just hope that the call, you know, whoever's recording the call is not one of the person that will probably send me a message later and say, hey, man, why were you talking about this so long?
You can tell them I was trying to get a sale.
There you go. But hey, man, you know what? At the, Micah, what, I'm putting in some keywords here. Exactly what services are you offering? So, I mean, when the client types this in, they're able to find you with these keywords.
Residential roofing.
Okay.
Commercial roofing.
Okay.
General contracting.
All right, hold on one second. Okay.
Custom homes.
Oh, shoot. One second, I just kicked myself out here. Jesus Christ. Okay, general contracting. What was the next one?
Custom homes.
Custom homes, okay.
I guess the keywords is everything. Like, we need these keywords for anything people look up.
Okay, perfect.
So let's say, what do we have? We need siding. Siding gutters. TPO roofs. Shingled roofs. Metal roofs. Metal siding.
All right. I think that's sufficient. If you have more, make sure you address it to the person that's going to call you, the IT department, when they call you tomorrow. Let them know as well. So they'll be able to add additional ones because I reached the max on my end here.
Okay. Well, Mario, it was a blessing. I appreciate you calling me.
Yeah, give me one second. I'm almost done here. Yeah, man, I'm actually pretty happy I spoke with you today, man, to be quite frank. Tuesday. What's tomorrow? Tomorrow is 7/16/24. Okay. And you're getting the phone call at 9 a.m., okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, just give me about 5 more minutes, brother. I'll be wrapping things up here.
Okay.
Once I'm done here, you're going to receive an email. Before I go into that, how far are you willing to travel for the clients, Micah?
I would put 75 miles.
75 miles, okay. I'm going to put our marketing max, which is 50 miles, but that's for marketing purposes only, 50 miles out.
Okay.
Okay. And then the hours of operations that you gave me, what hours? You said Monday through Sunday, 7 to 8?
Yes.
Oh. Definitely going to stay busy, that's for sure, brother. Okay.
Man, that's the goal. That's what I want to do. I want to stay busy, busy.
That's a lot of work. All right. I mean, that's a lot of, a lot of work hours, brother. Seven days a week, huh?
And I might change that, you know, I'll change that, I'm sure, when I get to where I need to be.
Yep, I was just going to say that. I mean, hopefully that's going to be the objective at some point, to get that change, man.
Yeah.
Make sure you save my extension there, Micah. I text you with it. Just make sure you save it. My number, I says, hey, this is Mario. Let's get you on the first page. Make sure you save that in my extension. 1128 is on there, man. Please make sure if you ever need me for anything, you know, you need whatever it is, brother, you don't hesitate to give me a ring.
You put in a good word for me, man. You tell them I want to be number one in Arkansas eventually.
There you go. There you go. And you know what? Like I said, eventually, you know, I would love to come out there sometime, brother. That'd be amazing.
Come on, man. Come on.
Let's see. Okay, make sure I got this. I'm just making sure I got all the information on my end that I need. For tomorrow, 9 a.m. Make sure you don't miss that call tomorrow, brother. Okay?
Okay, yeah, I'll be ready for it.
Okay. And then when you get a chance, you don't have to do it right now, but when you get a chance, go through your emails. You're going to get an email that says, welcome to Local Splash, and then on the top portion of that is going to say terms and experience, or terms and condition. It's basically going over what me and you discussed, that this is not a contract, that you're on a flat 249 rate, and the services that you're going to get. You got to scroll all the way to the bottom of that email when you get a chance, Micah, and there's going to be two squares. One's going to say that you are giving us permission to text you when we need you to your number, and the second one is going to ask you to click on the square that says you agree to the term and conditions, and then right underneath that, there's going to be an orange box. You have to type in your name and click send over to us. I say to complete that sometime today, because when you get the call from the operations team tomorrow, that's probably one of the first questions they're going to ask you. Hey, did you send over the terms and conditions? Which is basically saying, hey, you know what? What I discussed with Mario, everything looks good to
have
go.
Have you already sent that?
I believe it already should be in your inbox, if I'm not mistaken.
See, I got 1, 2, 3. I got 3 from Local Splash and 1 from you. I got
Yeah, no, you're looking at your phone, right? Or you're looking at your email?
Looking at my email.
Okay. Yeah. The one's going to say, do you see one that says this is your invoice or something of that nature? Or welcome to Local Splash. Once you open that.
Yeah, I got the invoice.
Okay, yeah, that one. There's a link on there. Do you see a link on there you can click on?
Access dashboard?
Yeah, that one.
Okay.
All right. Do you see the top of it? Does it say terms and experience or terms and conditions?
Hold on 1 second. Nah, it says I got to log in. Hang on.
Okay.
Let me go back here and look. Hold on.
It's okay, brother. Take your time, man. I'm here for another, what, 6 more hours. I ain't got all day, man. And aside from that, I like talking to you, so I really don't. I haven't gotten a message from my management team to say, hey, man, have you been on the
chill
phone
out
with this client for 2 hours? I'm like, hey, man, if you talk to him, I'll probably show you be on the phone with him for 2 hours as well.
Okay, I got this one here. It's the invitation. Okay, hold on. That's for tomorrow.
Yeah, that's just accepting the invitation to get the intake for tomorrow, which it seems like you already done that one. I got the confirmation that you accepted it. No, this one is going to say terms and experience on the top once you opened it, or terms and conditions. I forgot what exactly it says. And then you have to scroll all the way down, and you're going to see the two little boxes I'm referring to.
I haven't seen it yet. I don't see anything like that. Two little boxes.
Yeah, if you scroll all the way down to that, on that message one. Here, let me check here. Give me 1 second.
Man, I'll find it. Hey, I got to run.
Oh, okay. Okay, no worries,
I'll
man.
I'll find it. Hey, resend it if you don't mind.
Yeah, I'll get that over back to you. And again, if you don't find it, don't worry. Tomorrow, I will put a note for the agent to let him know that, you know, to go over that with you. It's not a big deal, Micah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, brother.
Good talking to you, Mario.
Likewise. God bless you, brother. You take care, man.
All right, you too, brother. Bye.
All right, bye-bye now.